Welcome to this episode of the Biology of Trauma podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Amy. In this episode, we're exploring why so many people can feel stuck in survival mode despite doing all the work. Now, this episode was inspired by a question from Jane, who left a comment on the show notes from last week's podcast episode on attachment pains. She wrote, "Dr. Amy, but I've done everything, therapy, meditation, healing modalities, but I still most of the time feel like I'm surviving and not thriving. What am I missing?" Jane, this was me as well. I experienced this. There was a time when I was lost. I felt I was doing all the right things, thinking I was doing everything right, and yet not getting the life or the health and the change that I wanted. So that's what this episode is on. I'll be sharing what I've learned as I've studied the nervous system and the roadmap that gave me a way out. And I'll be answering your question at the end of the episode, Jane. Because in this episode, you will hear more about why your body stays in survival mode, even when your mind can logically know you're safe. The three phases on the roadmap that a nervous system needs to move from shutdown survival to expansion and open-hearted living. Why pushing through actually sabotages our healing efforts. And the crucial difference between stress and rest in the healing process. How to recognize when your body is running the equation that says, "I'm still in danger." And the roadblocks that can keep us stuck and how to navigate around them. So whether you're someone who's been on a long healing journey, wondering why you're still struggling, or a practitioner helping others navigate their best life and well-being, this episode will give you a missing piece and the science of the roadmap to our inner world. Why would we need a roadmap to our inner world? Well, many who come through my courses say, "Dr. Amy, this is scary. I don't want to feel my body. I don't want to sit and connect with my body. Why would I want to do that? I don't like my body. My body is the problem. My body's been betraying me. So why would I want to go inside?" And so even though our head is not that far from our body, really, it's just this neck that separates the two. My goodness, can that be a hard journey? It can feel like a long distance to go. And for many of us, we've only really lived in our heads. We've only ever thought about things, analyzed things. And so as we come to a journey into our inner world, we need a map. We need a map. Here's where to go. Here are your pit stops along the way. Here's how you know you're on the right path. If you see this sign, that means that you made a wrong turn and you turn around and you get back on the right road. We need a roadmap. Otherwise, we get lost. Our inner world can feel complicated, can feel complex. And there is a lot of complexity when so much has been stored. And when we go on a journey into our nervous system, there are landmines all around. Maybe you've discovered them, where you're going into a therapy session and you tap into something and whoa, huge emotions, big emotions. And what can often come next is exhaustion, fatigue, worn out. Now we hit a landmine because we didn't have the roadmap. And so the roadmap guides us along the way so that we can safely open up these stored emotions, experiences, and fears in our body. Starting point, where am I now? Reflect back on today. Just today. Reflect on today. How connected have you been with your body? Or how much have you pushed your body? How much have you ignored your body in order to get things done? How much have you done in spite of how your body felt and was telling you, "No, let's not do that"? Or maybe you're thinking, "Has my body even been giving me messages? I haven't heard anything." That would be a sign that we're not as connected. So there's a reason why we live disconnected. And it's because it hasn't felt safe to go there. We haven't known how to go there because we haven't had our roadmap. So I want to share with you what is that roadmap, because otherwise we can experience some roadblocks along the way. Let me share with you the roadmap that we're looking at. In order to do this, I want to walk you through what is that trauma response? What is our starting place for being disconnected? And when I look at the steps that our body takes to go into the trauma response, which is when we are disconnected, yes, it starts with the startle, starts with the stress. This is going to be stress biology. But then something happens. And this is where the disconnect starts to happen. We disconnect when we realize that there's so much that is out of our control. We disconnect when we realize that we don't have the power to change something that's painful in our life. We don't have the power to stop something bad from happening. And when we notice that powerlessness, it causes our body to freeze and then to shut down. And this is where we live disconnected, which is why, as we are navigating our life, if we notice patterns of disconnection, whether disconnection from ourselves, our own body, disconnection from others, or feeling disconnected from our purpose in life, it's because our body is storing this experience of having felt powerless at one time, meaning there are still aspects in which it still feels powerless in our present day today, not just in our past, but today it still feels powerless. And when we have gotten to that point, when we've had that experience of feeling overwhelmed, feeling powerless, feeling all alone, how do we come out of that? How do we actually have our body know that it is safe to come out of shutdown? It may not be what you think, because as we look at the body's trauma response, it is going to go through a very specific sequence based on how it got into that state. It goes through a very specific sequence. It's not random. And so this energy takes us up, up, up. Now we're anxious, we're anxious, we're anxious. And now we hit that moment of, and there's nothing that I can do to stop this bad thing from happening. Whether that bad thing is losing someone, whether that bad thing is my pet dying, whether that bad thing is I'm getting passed over for a promotion, or whether that bad thing is a separation, a divorce, whatever it is, whatever it is. There's that moment of, I can't do anything to make this stop. And we go into this shutdown. So when we're in this shutdown, our path out, this is going to be our roadmap. Our path out is right back along this line. And so the first step that we need to provide is a sense of safety. If we never provide our body a sense of safety, it will stay in shutdown mode. Think of it like this. If you have a heart that's been crushed, how would this heart beat? This heart would be beating in ways that would show that it is broken. Maybe it's not beating at all, but it's beating weakly. It's fragile. It's doing its best to just survive, to stay put together. Do these words sound familiar to you? Do you often at times live in a way that is just surviving? I'm just trying to get through. I'm just trying to function. It feels chaotic, maybe. It feels disorganized. It feels weak. I feel weak. I feel tired. I don't feel fully alive. I feel like I'm barely holding things together. I feel like I'm not holding things together. I feel like things are falling apart. This is the survival mode. And in order to have a roadmap from that to a sense of freedom, to a sense of safety, we need a very structured and specific sequence of steps. Given everything that you've done, why are we still here? Why are you still in this place where we feel hollowed out? Why are we still feeling like we're on autopilot? And it may sound like a rhetorical question. It's not a rhetorical question. Why? Why are we still stuck? Because if our body has what it needs, our body heals itself. If the body has what it needs, it will heal. We've covered a lot so far, my friend. Here's what we've covered. Why so many of us say, I don't want to feel my body. We've covered that the journey from our head to our body can feel like a long and scary distance, and why we need a roadmap to navigate our inner world safely. Coming up next is what that trauma response actually looks like, the specific sequence your body goes through, why we get stuck and shut down and disconnection, and that critical moment when we realize there's nothing I can do to make this stop. Many of you know that I started my career in surgery. I was a surgical resident for 4 years. And when I take those patients to surgery, I made an incision. I made a cut into the skin. I opened the skin up. The body needed to heal that incision after the surgery. Did the body need to go to therapy to talk about how to heal that incision in order to heal the incision? The answer is no. The body does not need to go to therapy to talk about healing a paper cut. If you remember the last time that you cut yourself or had some type of thorn or anything that pierces our skin, it needs healing. And so when we look at our body and the emotional healing that it has needed, why has it not healed if it's designed to do so? Why did we get stuck here? And it's because we have not known how to give it the sequence. This is your roadmap. Safety. It starts with a sense of safety. Why? Because if we do not provide our body with a knowing that it is safe, it will still stay shut down, just like a turtle that keeps its head and its feet withdrawn into its shell until it knows that it's safe. And only then will it come out of its shell. Same with our body. It goes into a shell. It shuts down. And the only way to have it come out of that shell is a true sense of safety. Now, I know that many of you have done a lot of things to create safety. Maybe like me, you've told yourself that you're safe. And you've told yourself many times that you are safe. And has that actually helped? Has that actually made your body know that it is safe? It has not. Part of that is because there's a big disconnect between our head and our body, but also because our body operates on information that is more than just information from our thoughts. Our body operates on information, which means that it is constantly running an equation. And for many of us, I'll be honest with you, the equation that it's running happens to tell it that it continues to be in danger. Meaning, this is the equation that is running through your body. Your nervous system is making this equation. And it's telling you, no, we are in threat. We are in danger. Why? Because I don't have the capacity to meet the demands on my life, on my body, on my energy, even just for today. There's a gap. There's a gap between all the things that I need to do and what I'm able to do. There's all a big gap between what I need to do and the energy that I have to do it. There's a big gap between what I need to do and the support that I feel that I have to do that. All right, my friend, we have just talked about how your body goes from stress to that moment of I'm powerless, why we end up in shutdown, feeling like we're just surviving, barely holding things together, and the equation that our nervous system is constantly running that can keep telling us we are in danger when we're actually not. Next up is the three phases of this roadmap out of shutdown, why pushing through actually can sabotage your healing journey, and what to do instead, and how we give our body what it actually needs to heal. Let's talk about that word support for a moment. Do you feel that you have all the support that you need to do well in life right now? Becoming self-reliant on ourselves is not having the support of others. Why is that significant? Because as we follow our roadmap, we will see that that's where we get stuck. That is where we get stuck. Let me go back to our roadmap and show you that. Our roadmap said that we start here in shutdown, feeling disconnected. And so the step one is safety to come out of shutdown. But as we trace this path back, guess where we land? We land in stress. What does that mean? That means that we land in this place, this inner world that says, I'm under threat. I need support. When we have support, we can respond to the stress in our life. I want you to see this. This is what happens to most of us every single day. And this is why our bodies get stuck holding on to this fear. When we don't have the support and we are stressed, we feel all alone. Uh-oh, I'm getting closer to this critical line of overwhelm. I feel trapped. Uh-oh. And I now feel powerless and I'm going to go back into shutdown and that trauma biology. And this, my friend, is where we get sick. This is how we know that we don't have the support that we need in our life. We keep going back into this place of overwhelm and shutdown, and we get sick. What are your thoughts? What are the thoughts that you have when you have reached that point where you go into overwhelm? What are the thoughts that you recognize that you have? The thoughts of giving up. I'm doomed. I'm powerless. It feels like giving up. I can have the thought of, woe is me. I have the thoughts of, this is all too much. Have you ever had those thoughts? This is all too much. Make it go away. I can't do this anymore. When we have those thoughts, it's just a sign that we are in that shutdown place. It is exhausting. And this is where we reach for things that will help numb us. Why would we reach for things that numb? Because it's so painful to be in a place where we don't like our reality. And so let's pause right there. There's some aspect of your reality that you don't like. And when that reality becomes evident and you can't run away from it, that's when you reach for something that will numb that pain, that fear of, I don't like my reality. What are the things that you reach for in that moment when you're looking around at your life and you say, I can't do this anymore, but I'm trapped because this is my reality? I used to reach for food. I used to reach for TV, movies, sleep. Wait, you too? What? You too? Oh, these are common things that human beings do. These are common things that human beings do. And this is why we can all look at the different things that we do and yet at the same time realize that we all have this aspect in common. And so whether you tend to reach more for the movies and Netflix and scrolling on your phone, I may tend to reach more for food or chocolate. A lot of the patients that I used to work with had addictions, pain pills, sleep pills. Let me just go to sleep because then I don't have to look at the reality of my life. There's so many things that allow us to escape. And that's what it is. It's an escape. And why wouldn't we want to escape? We can even escape through caffeine and coffee, right? Because we can escape the reality of I'm exhausted. My health is not what I want it to be. And I haven't figured it out yet. And I've been to all these doctors and done all of these tests and I'm still tired. Let me have a cup of coffee. Let me eat some chocolate. Let me pick a fight with someone. Let me do something to get my energy up to escape my reality. So, roadblocks. What have been roadblocks? These are the common roadblocks as we travel through this roadmap. And again, the roadmap starts with safety and then support. And I'm going to share the last piece to this roadmap. But you will experience roadblocks. Pushing through is a roadblock. That is not actually what brings healing. Pushing through. Why might pushing through actually self-sabotage us rather than help us? Why might pushing through self-sabotage our healing efforts? We were conditioned to push through. That was my childhood, right? Don't cry or I'll give you something to cry about. And so you learn to push through. Or you learn that you need to be perfect. And so you push through to get the good grades, to be the good student in order to feel like you are deserving of love. Pushing through is stress. And we do not heal in stress. I want to say that again. We do not heal in stress. What is healing is when we do stress and rest. Stress and rest is where the healing happens. Why do I say that? Well, if we go to the gym or if we exercise, that is a stress. It's a positive stress as long as we don't push ourselves beyond our limit. And then when we rest after the stress, guess what our muscles do? They grow. So we don't want to only stay in calm relaxation all the time. We do want to have some stress. We want to be able to look at our inner world and see, ooh, look at that fear that I've been holding. It's stressful. It is stressful to look at our hidden fears. But as long as I can do it in a way that I'm staying attuned and I'm not pushing myself beyond, then I can have that rest that gives me the healing. So pushing through does not allow us the healing. It's the rest. It's allowing our body to come back into that rest. You're ignoring your body when you push through. Ignoring the body when you push through is not going to give us the healing that we want. Let's look at the next roadblock, though. The next one is trying to process something cognitively. Trying to process something cognitively. Interesting. Why would only using our brain and our thoughts be a roadblock to freedom from the fears that are stored inside? A lot of people have been in that talk therapy where you're up here in your head and it's not dropping down into the body. And just like our body has this equation that's going, the equation that says there's danger everywhere is not an equation that your mind is telling you. This is an equation that your body is deciding. And this is more powerful than your thoughts and your logic, which is why a roadblock can be us thinking that we just need to process something with our mind. The validation did not lead to the change. Understanding something is important. I'm not denying that. Understanding is important, but it's not going to bring us the transformation. We have to have the experience, which leads me to the next roadblock. What is the experience that we are giving ourselves? What if we are giving ourselves the experience of trying to move too quickly through big fears, through pain that our body is storing? What if that is the experience that we are giving ourselves? If we move too quickly, isn't that re-traumatizing our body all over again? Isn't it putting it back into that place of, this is too much for me, all over again? And this is one of the saddest things that I see so many people still doing, is they are re-traumatizing their body. They are re-traumatizing their body. Not knowing, having good intentions, but it doesn't stop the process of re-traumatizing their body because they're trying to move through things too quickly. It is true that when we are holding that much fear and pain, who wants to be in their body? Who wants to be in that body? We are nearing the end, and I want to review what we've covered. We understand now that the common roadblocks that you will encounter, like pushing through, trying to process everything in your head, and moving too quickly will not be helpful for us, and why your body needs that felt sense of safety first before it will come out of its shell, and the difference between stress and rest healing versus just pushing through. This next section is how to create that felt sense of support when you're facing those big emotions, what attuned expansion actually looks like, and why healing follows the same principles, whether it's a broken bone or a broken heart. And now you're ready for that third phase. Let's talk about the third phase. Step one to the roadmap is create a felt sense of safety for your body. That's it. Create a felt sense of safety for your body. Because until it feels safe, it will stay in shutdown. It will stay in its shell. The next step, we said, was the support. Why? Because when we experience stress, when we experience that danger, which we will, especially as we open up stored emotions, we will experience a sense of danger and threat. And if I don't know how to provide a felt sense of support for my body, guess where it will go? It's going to go right back into the shutdown. It's going to say, this is too much. And we experience the roadblock that we just talked about, where now we're going to be moving too quickly. We're going to be pushing through rather than allowing the body to go at the pace that it feels safe enough to do. So this brings me to our third step in our roadmap, expansion. I'm going to add this because this is important. Attuned expansion, meaning I'm asking my body to do something new. That's an expansion. I'm asking it to do something new, to respond in a different way, to use a new tool that before I reach for that food, chocolate, movie, cell phone, let me do a somatic self practice. I'm going to be asking for an expansion, but I'm only going to do it at the pace that my body feels ready. These are the principles of the body. This is what the body needs in order to heal. This is what I led my surgery patients through, which is why it will also apply to everything else in the body. For those of you who've been through a surgery, this is what your body went through to heal that incision. It needed the surgery to be over, first of all. That is a sense of safety. As long as the knife is still there, your body is not healing. But after surgery, you even go to a place in the hospital that's called the recovery room, because this is where your body now is going to have the safety that the surgery is over, the danger is over. Now is your time to come out of shutdown and start your healing process. But it doesn't just need the recovery room and the safety that the surgery is over. It also needs support. What support do you give an incision that needs to be healed? Well, you can put antibacterial cream on it. You can put some gauze over it to keep it clean, to keep it dry. You give it support. And with that support, guess what you do next? For those who have broken a bone, you'll know this step. You actually have to start using that part of your body again. You're not going to heal a broken bone if you never use that leg or that arm or that finger again. That's not healing to never use it again. Well, that's when we start to limp through life, is because we never healed it. The healing process involves, let's put a little weight on this foot. We're going to use crutches, and crutches are the support that we're talking about. We're going to give support, but now we do need to start putting a little weight on it. Are we going to start the healing process by asking a person who's broken their leg to run? What if we ask them to run a marathon? Is that the way to heal a broken bone? That would be the equivalent of moving too quickly. That would be a roadblock. So that is not part of the roadmap to healing. Part of the roadmap to healing is, and I'm gonna say it, you may not like me, but I'm gonna say it. Part of the healing process is that after we've done the safety, after we provided the support, we are gonna ask our heart to start opening up again. A heart that stays closed is not healed. We're going to ask our heart to slowly start opening up again. That is what it means to have the attuned expansion. Now, to answer Jane's question, what you're experiencing is actually quite common. And here's what's happening inside. Your body requires a very specific sequence to heal. First, it needs safety. It needs that felt sense of safety, not just the mental understanding, the actual felt sense. Then it needs support as it comes out into the stress response. And finally, it needs attuned expansion, that ability to open up and stay feeling safe enough. The beautiful news is that when we walk the body through this roadmap, healing happens naturally. The body is designed to heal itself when it has everything that it needs. So for those of you who would like to go deeper into this roadmap, I have some resources for you. I can share with you my guide, Steps to Identify and Heal Trauma. It is the roadmap. It will go into these details that I shared here. You can find out the details of this roadmap and these phases that I talked about in this 23-page guide. You will also want to check out a few related podcast episodes, like episode 31 with Dr. Evan Hirsch, Am I Tired or Is This Trauma? And episode 116 with Bessel van der Kolk on how trauma rewires your nervous system. A related YouTube video that is on this topic is one that I recorded on what is the first thing we need to address to release stored trauma. Finally, you can also order my book, How the Body Experiences and Holds Fear, Pain, and Overwhelm, and How to Heal It. I am giving away over $400 away in a bundle of bonuses when you pre-order. So I'll have the link for that in the show notes if you want those bonuses. And then, of course, the 21-day journey, if you're actually ready to do the work and learn how to create that felt sense of safety, this is where you start. You start with the 21-day journey. I am here to save you time and money by bringing you practical information that will help you accelerate the healing journey. So please take a moment to subscribe and leave a review. Your feedback is how I know how to improve this podcast, bring you great content, and help others find the information that could change their life as well. I'm your host, Dr. Amy. Until next time, lots of love.